Hey everybody, this is Kim Wendy, and you're listening to Passion for Horses. Today's topic is, are you your horse's leader? You know, a lot of times people, when they hear the word leader, they think dominant. And I found it especially true with some horse people, is they don't like the word leader because they think, oh, that's just being dominant. And me, I do not look at the word leader as being dominant. To me, a leader is someone who motivates and inspires. And that's certainly what I teach people to do with their horses. I teach them to be the confident leader their horse will love and follow and do what they want and stuff. So it's not about being dominant. It's about being that leader that your horse will trust for different situations that you get in. Because the deal is, if you're not a leader with your horse is going to take the lead. And that is just something that is built into them because they want to stay safe. And so if they don't feel safe, they're going to take the lead and do what they need to do to protect themselves. So, you know, when you step up and you be that confident leader, then they look to you and they start trusting you because they know that you're not going to do things to get them hurt. So, when I'm working with people, it's not about teaching them how to be dominant, to teach their horse, or rather force the horses of doing something. You know, you're going to do this or else. No, that's not the way I do things. I love using the positive reinforcement with my training methods. And you can listen to some of the other podcasts I've done. And the way that I do my positive reinforcement training is that we add the cue, and then we phase out the click and the treat. And I like to use the clicker training or positive reinforcement. I like to use that when I'm teaching something new or I want to reinforce a behavior, you know, to make it stronger. But, you know, if you're out there showing, you're not going to be able to use clicker training inside the show ring. So that's why I do it that way. But it's such a powerful tool to use, and that's why I use the clicker training, because it really sets up that communication for them to understand exactly what you want. Excuse me. And again, it's not about being dominant. No, it's about allowing the horse to make the choice. But be consistent, and then know what you want to teach the horse. But step into that of being that confident leader for your horse, because it goes a long way and it will make a huge difference when you step up to be that confident leader for your horse. Again, it's going to create the trust, and doing that and, you know, using the positive reinforcement, you start creating a really strong bond. I have a great bond with all of my horses, and I set boundaries too with them, and they know it, but it's not a fearful thing. They are very respectful of me, and some people get that confused too about respect and think it's fear, and they are not the same things. So anyway, if you'd like to learn how to step up or, you know, be the confident leader for your horse, that your horse will absolutely love and do the things that you want, get in touch with me. You can find out more on my website at passionatehorsemanship.com. I would love to help you become the confident leader your horse will love.